When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
The Stool Podcast.
What do we want?
Mr. Stool!
Dad, who the hell are these assholes?
Guys, they're so mean.
Those kids are real losers.
We don't want your music.
You're their forfeit.
You guys are so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
So, yeah, no, I went, I saw the trailer of it, like, just randomly on YouTube or something. I was like, I have to see this movie. We got, like, the movie tickets, like, that morning, and we just went and saw it. Like, so I was pretty sight unseen. I just found out about it, and then went, saw it, and was, like, blown away by, like, what how unique it was as a film. You know what I mean? It's just, one, it's like, they start it with that, almost like a found footage kind of thing. And you know, you're like, what the fuck is going on? And you start learning all this stuff about this, like, you know, the prawn society and stuff. And then by the end of the movie, you have a giant mech battle where bodies are exploding. It's amazing. I was fucking
He's like turning and shit. And just all at the same time, dude.
Loved it. Honestly, that was one of the movie experiences that is very memorable for me. Is it just, it stuck out to me for real.
You know what's funny? Like that. Okay, so I agree with you. If I love a movie, you know, I usually watch it. I'll watch it a lot, right? But I watch it a lot. But the first time I watch it, I want to hold on to the first time that I watch something. You know what I mean? Like that feeling you get, like, yo, this movie was just incredible. Like that, I'll watch a movie and I won't watch it for like months later. And then I'll watch it again. Then I'm watching
and
it all the time.
And then you're revisiting it.
Yeah, and then I'm watching it all the time.
That's why the original way movies were distributed. Well, maybe we don't know what leads and follows here because you were raised in that generation. But I would say that it was a healthier way to fuel our dopamine.
Yeah.
Because you spend all week getting fucking pumped when you see the commercial for the Mortal Kombat movie or something. Yeah. And you're like, oh, dude, that comes out Friday. I'm seeing it fucking Friday. And then so there's this dopamine, this naturally like kind of even keeled dopamine you're getting from the happiness of being excited about seeing the thing. Then you see the thing and you're fucking balls
it's
to the
dopest
wall,
shit ever.
Board to the floor.
Yeah.
And like, and then I feel like nowadays that none, there's none of that.
That's because we're getting so much dopamine.
Literally, it's like
too much.
One of the things that, like, I mean,
overdose.
I do like it and I like the benefit of it. But if I go see, you know, one of the new movies that's out in the theaters, you know, I go see, you know, the Superman movie and I'm fucking pumped and I'm walking out of the theater. I know it's only gonna be like 2 or 3 weeks before it's streaming and I get to watch it at home.
Yeah.
But what happened to that feeling before when you used to be like, okay, I either have to go see this movie again, pay the money to make that sacrifice, make the commitment to watch it again and really enjoy myself. And I know I will, or I have to wait till it comes out on the video. And then when it comes out on video, I get to fucking gang bust the motherfucker, you know? But that's beside the point. Welcome to the Stool Podcast, everybody.
What is up?
I'm Anthony, and to my left, we have Johnny Savage.
What's up, guys? Johnny Savage here. How you doing? Hey, actually, it's Johnny, a.k.a. Johnny Savage. Appreciate y'all listening to another episode of the Stool Podcast. And Mick is also the poor bitch again. I don't know how he keeps on getting spun.
I'm sorry. I know you guys are probably not rooting for me to do it. I mean, look how good the shit looks, right?
It looks amazing.
It looks fucking amazing. The production value was...
At
you
least
know,
we know we get that with you.
Bar none, this is probably the best
day,
production.
All right.
The way this works.
Pull it back.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just
no, but the way this works at the end of the day is it's like the way, you know, basketball practice punishment works. It's like if you, you know, mess up, they make you do drills. And then in turn, the person who's like doing the most drills
obviously he's going to be the better one.
They get better. They get more exercise. They get more. So he's getting way. He's pulling ahead on us. Yeah. And when we the next episodes and we have to do it,
it's going to be all fucked up.
It's going to be fucked up.
And today, guys, we are having another homeroom episode because we just do what we want.
Can we call it the Warped Tour episode?
The Warped Tour episode. We can call it that.
Yeah. We don't have to. It's not.
No, I mean, we can.
I do want to talk a lot about Warped Tour, though.
That's what you want to fucking call it. It's whatever.
School is in session.
It's in session, guys. What is up?
So you didn't know that they stream Warped Tour? You didn't know that?
I didn't know that. No, I didn't.
That's crazy. You didn't know that? Hey, do you think it would be illegal if we pumped our stream through the episode?
What do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about.
So they have right now on YouTube, they're streaming it right now. Warped Tour is streaming right now.
I think, I don't know if we can do that.
Okay, so no clue. That's a weird one, actually.
For frame of reference.
Just think about it this way. It's still at the end of the day going to be a YouTube video after it's done streamed. So it's still going to be the same copyright issues and stuff like that. Like those bands playing those songs are probably going to pop up. You know what I mean? Like in our, because we get audio copyright and video copyright.
But is the restriction different?
Because
that type of stuff?
Normal? Because I mean, I'll tell you this right now.
I don't know.
And maybe you want to cut this or mute me when I say this to play a fun sound effect. But, you know, I woke up this morning and not Vans Warped Tour page was playing some of these videos. It was pages that was not that page.
True.
If that makes sense.
But they'll probably get taken down eventually, but it's all going to be fine right now. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But either way, like if it catches... You know, like you're saying, Miss May, if it's catching their audio, that can get potentially copywritten anyway.
Got it. So, okay, but well, regardless, we'll dive right into the Warped Tour stuff.
Warped Tour. Stream it, guys.
Yeah, no, we could. And I honestly, I enjoy that probably more than most because I mean, I couldn't afford a ticket this year.
Shit is expensive.
And I got to enjoy a good amount of bands. All the bands I would say I got to see, Knuckle Puck, Enter Shikari, Silverstein, Sublime,
nice.
Pennywise, Day to Remember. Okay. You don't like A Day to Remember? They fucking it's girl rip, music. Dude. They fucking rip. They have good breakdowns and shit. Come on.
Girl music.
Catchy shit. You don't like did it. Man,
I can't access the file you sent me. There's like a
I sent you a file?
Fucking oh, it's because I sent it on my I got it.
But anyways. So yeah, no, now you could stream it. And I got to watch a lot of bands from home, have a nice little time. I watched from my pool. That was cool.
That is cool.
But one of the things that I was kind of like noticing is the backtracking situation, like the lip syncing in certain sets and stuff like that.
You have access. So you were lip syncing in the pool. Wait,
I was singing live. Nobody could hear me.
Explain to the people how you were watching Warped Tour. Or did you do that? Because I'm not paying attention to you right now.
Well, no, I mean, I watched it on my TV in my living room, but I also watched it on the tablet in my pool.
That's the way to watch Warped Tour. Like, come on.
Yeah, I watched Memphis Mayfire, a little bit of State Champs, and who else did I? Oh, in Hawthorne Heights.
When you said that earlier to me, I was thinking about it. I'm like, if I could be anywhere watching, like, you know, Warped Tour and stuff, like, why not be at the beach? You know what I mean? Just have your tablet on, put a little speaker. Mm-hmm. That'd be a fun way to experience it. The pool, that's a great way. In your house with your big ass TV, it's like watching a football game.
Yeah, no,
that's pretty badass.
It's like you know, reaching the level of accessibility, you know, for people, sometimes like it's money, it's financial, sometimes it's travel. But the idea that's where it evolved to, that's where we've gotten is like, yeah, if you can enjoy it in that way, we still think we don't need to charge you money to enjoy it in this way.
Yeah.
That's still like, that's something that I think is almost an anti-capitalist principle that I'm like really rooting for. And that's really cool. Like the way some podcasts they do, you know, they do free content and then they do Patreon content. It's like, yeah, here's what we think that we're worth. You know what I mean? And here's why we want to do what we think is worthwhile. But we think it's only worth X amount as opposed to like, no, the sky's the limit. Like we're charging you this much and you don't get it unless that, you know?
Yeah.
So that's one thing that's really cool is like, I love the accessibility, the the over advertising thing that I was talking about earlier. That was between bands and stuff. Yeah, in between bands, there's all the bumpers where they're trying to sell backpacks and glasses and t-shirts and stuff. But it's like, yeah, get your money.
They have
get
to do money. It, I guess. if you were there, you would.
There's one be band that you, were, everywhere you anyway. Would enjoyed watching in on Warped Tour, Slaughter to Prevail.
I did see that. I just saw like clips of it.
There's shit's streaming.
So, yeah, I'm gonna have to go check that out.
Revisit. That's on like the Slaughter. Official Vans Warped Tour page.
Yeah,
so on everything's the above guys. Board. We're mm-hmm. yeah. But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I have something to say about Sublime that people won't like.
Period.
I love Sublime.
I love Don't Sublime too. Don't get me wrong.
But I, this is how my mind put this together is that this was basically, this is classic Generation Z behavior, dude. this is, okay, so we didn't, you know, obviously he was, you know, young. He's like 20 years old now, right? The lead singer.
Right. His, he's young, very young, yeah.
Right. So we didn't get exposed to him until there was different iterations. We had Long Beach Dub All Stars, and then we had Super Sublime, good. Sublime with
Long
Rome
Beach Dub All Stars was dope.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I did some, you know, digging, finding out, you know, like a lot of the songs, they weren't all just written by Bradley, you know, the other members, they wrote a lot of the music, you know, very talented musicians and stuff. I do get annoyed by the guy with his floppy hat. That's a weird thing to stick to. I don't know. It's just, I mean, you're already an interesting enough human being. Yeah. Ditch the floppy hat.
Is that the one? Because he wears it like
yeah, it's
that?
Like weird. Like the other one wears like a legitimate like top hat. Like it looks like a normal top hat. The other one, the hat he wears, I've never seen another human wear it, and he just wears it all the time.
That's just his thing now.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you could ditch that. We'll still like you. Okay?
We'll still listen. You're Sublime still.
But obviously they're legends. I'm not trying to talk shit or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, no, this is some classic Gen Z shit where, okay, so it's the son of Bradley Nowell. He comes in. Obviously he's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. That's without question. He sounds like his dad.
Yeah, of course
he knows how to sing the style. And but like hearing him talk on stage about like the accomplishments of Sublime and stuff, it's like, okay, this is the exact attitude that I fucking hate that Generation Z displays, where like they come after fucking they come after millennials, they come after why am I spacing
the different
older generation. Oh my God.
Boomers.
They come after boomers. And in reality, the boomers are the only reason that they have anything they fucking have.
Yeah.
You know, this is a perfect display of what that is, where it's like, man, this kid, he really got lucky into like, as long as he just leaned into it, his dad's talent gave him his own legacy now.
Yep.
What new Sublime songs have you heard him write?
Well, I mean, boomers were like the most selfish, you know, generation. You know, you can
on
imagine.
Paper. You
don't
really,
talk about my mom like that.
You really that's kind of my perspective. Is like on paper, yeah. You really think about it. They were given more than what we are given now. The economy was different then, and jobs were more rewarding in a lot of ways, and so they were able to build that. But at the same time, who are the people whose houses we're all like living in? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing is like, I know more right now. I know more people of my age, and I live in my own house. Let me fucking be clear about that. But I know more people of my own age that because they're able to cohabitate with their parents still. And even if they do pay rent or whatever, they're able to benefit more from that. My shit goes to my rent and all my bills first and foremost. And then if I get any little bit of extra shit on that, that's fine. But there's a lot of people that live out there that like, okay, well, we like even some like, oh man, it's going to come off really angry, but it's not, I swear. But like, okay, for example, like my family, they got to attend, like a lot of my family, my younger family, they live with, you know, they'd pay like $400 in rent and shit. You know what I mean? So like they have the extra $300 to go off to a festival. I don't. You know, so it's like, it's a weird class dispersal where they think they've earned the same things that boomers did when in reality they haven't.
No.
And that's the thing. And that's like I said, that's the juxtaposition I'm trying to make with Sublime, to bring it back. With Sublime, all he had to do was ride the wave of his dad's coattails.
Yeah.
And now he's going to have his own legacy. And I guarantee you, he'll probably be the type of person who thinks like, look at what I've accomplished. You know, I hate that about Generation Z is they think they've accomplished the same thing when they really have missed the point. They've actually been flying off the piggyback of the generation that came before them.
Right.
And anything that they benefit is really a lot thanks to that generation while they trash.
Have we seen them talk like that at all? I've never seen an interview.
This is all me being Ranthony assumption stuff. You know what I mean? But at the same time, like I said,
most of them are like that.
Well, just as a thought experiment. I mean, ultimately, most parents want to create a better life, better opportunities for their kids, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, are we seeing that now? I mean, is that something that we're just getting annoyed at because it's actually happening like that?
I guess, I would say the argument for a better life
would be that they fly the coop, you know, they whether they go to college or whatever, but they start building their own empire. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what we're seeing more and more of, and I'm not judging this part of it because it's just the evolution of how the economy works.
Yeah.
Is that instead of sacrificing that, we're seeing people build tiny homes and live in vans and not really invest in equity and real estate and things like that, which the other generation before, we were kind of convinced that that was the American dream
and you had to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And you made those sacrifices instead of going to Coachella.
Right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And that's the thing is that's the part where I think they get a little confused. And like, honestly, that's a hot take for me for sure. I feel like maybe I can't speak that generally or that broadly.
It's kind of lame now though. I mean, you even see like these buy now, pay later apps. You know what I'm saying? Like fucking like Klarna and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
what
I mean? That's just like the culture now. It's just like everyone wants to have a status that's not even, they're entitled to yet.
Yeah.
It's almost like role play. They're role playing being an adult.
Right. Yeah. No, it's a fake it till you make it, dude. It really is. And in a lot of contexts, it's just like a fake it till you make it culture where we reward
people. Look at my new couches.
Yeah. We reward people for looking like they're successful, whether they're actually genuinely successful or not. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
That's one thing that I always like to talk trash on. Every time I see, you know, there's certain friends of mine that are friends and I still love them to death, but they're like either touring musicians or whatever, and they're out there, they're jet setting, they're out there. Mm-hmm. And I know for a fact they don't come home to an apartment that they own. They come home to their childhood bedroom. And then, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not taking a girl home to my childhood bedroom. Sorry. I want to take a girl home to my house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want.
That's funny. And with Klarna, you could do 4 payments interest free. This message brought to you by Klarna.
A little reel goes across the bottom of advertising. All right, this episode has been not funny at all. So let's spark up the. So what's your opinion on that? Do you think I'm being a curmudgeon there? Do you think
what part though?
On the me judging, like I said, making that comparison to Gen Z, you know, as like taking credit for shit that they don't do.
Yeah, I mean, I do agree to an extent, but like when Mick brought up his point. It's like you do want your kids to do better, or the younger generation to
do
better.
Do you consider them still living with you doing better?
Right? Not really that part, but like doing like staying at home, I could understand, especially California. I could understand staying a little bit longer to like really get your ducks in a row, right? Like I look at my nephews, like he stayed at home and didn't purposely buy a car so he could put himself through college, and like he didn't have to pay that much college though. Anyway, because he got like a full ride and everything. But he did everything he could to get the best education he could.
As long as he could. I completely am behind that. Yeah. I agree with that. I 100% use that to your advantage while you're bettering. But what I'm saying is that there's a lot of people, instead of using that time,
They're just fucking off.
Floating.
Yeah,
they're floating.
Yeah. They're going to Coachella. They're doing all this bullshit.
What am I doing? I call that
coddle culture.
Ooh, you know? That's good. I like that.
Mike
coined coddle culture.
Let's go. Let's go coin it up.
Coddle culture. Hashtag coddle culture.
That's pretty good. That makes sense.
That's perfectly fitting. It's got the alliteration.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's pretty good. Pick up. I like that. But you know, I take that like that would make sense. You know, like stay to where it makes sense. Because now he lives in Chicago. He's going to school out there. Mm-hmm. You know, he has his own apartment, has his own car. He, like, you know, he's. What, he just turned 24, something like that. And he's pretty much a scientist now, you know? So it's like,
it's good.
He did all that. So obviously my sister too, like kind of forced him to like, yo, I'm not getting you a car. What you need a car for? You didn't need to go nowhere. You need to focus on your education. He was like that with them, you know, but it worked, you know,
God bless that. I think we need more of that. Yeah. Like, not just emptily rewarding kids for being, for existing.
Yeah, you know?
Like, exactly. Do something of value. Yep. Show me that you're doing or working towards something of value. And that's more worthwhile for sure to me.
And then when it got to that point, it's like, okay, now, yeah, you finished school and you're going to go to Chicago. Yeah, when you need a car now, like, you're going to be by yourself.
He eating hot dogs out there all the time? Because I would be eating street dogs all the time.
All day.
Honestly, I'll tell you this right now. If I lived in New York City or I'll Chicago, be like my cholesterol. But yeah, my cholesterol would be out of control. I would be eating great. That's how I would survive. I'm like, oh, I'm walking home and then there's hot dogs on my way.
Dude, there's no way I'm not getting a hot dog if I'm walking by one, you know?
A fucking umbrella cart. You're like, oh man.
Give me one with sauerkraut and mustard, and then just give me a plain just ketchup dog, and I'll be set, dude. Just that's a meal for me. That's honestly a meal I'll eat probably two or three times in a row without question.
Dude, speaking of snackarooski, we're doing it.
Oh, dude.
What is this? This is Dubai chocolate. Oh, almost dropped it. But let's try it. You guys want to try it? Have you guys tried this?
No, I haven't tried this. I have not tried this. I have tried Don't Buy Chocolate, but
I get it.
You get it. All right.
Or do high.
Oh!
Do high chocolate. Damn, look at this thing.
Dang, it's bruh. How do they do the little strips in it? Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Let's do this and let's play a song. Let's listen to Igor?
Oh yeah, I'm down.
Cause I do know who this band is, Mick. I know I for sure put them on one of my playlists, but like one song. I never dive deep into what they do. But we could do it now. Snag a piece.
Yeah, that's interesting right there.
I'm already in.
Okay, this doesn't look as green as it does in the video, for sure. I know. Looks more peanut buttery.
Oh, right. Shit.
Real groovy shit.
I love this.
Here, I'll take it, Tim.
Oh! What was that? Oh, man.
I like this, yeah.
That was pretty sweet, huh? Oh. Hey, 100%. So far, I'm liking the song. I'm liking the chocolate. These guys have been around for a while, though, right?
I
heard them.
I think so. I mean, look how established they are, so.
Yeah, that's true.
The picture from their Wikipedia is from 2010.
Oh, damn. Okay, now, is their band actually have the violinists and stuff like that, or is it?
No, those are collaborations,
like studio musicians or something.
Yeah, but there's like the main band. You know, you would expect a metal band to be. Those are the guys that are in it.
Oh, okay, got you.
Yeah.
Oh, brother! Oh, look at that guy's clapping. Dude, that view of the drummer is sweet.
I bet you mixing their music is a nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Bro, this is Mr. Bungle.
Did you try the chocolate, Mike?
I'll get some in a bit.
That shit's bomb. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
I do like it. Dubai's onto something.
Well,
where did Dubai that?
It also says product of Turkey, so not really sure what's going
Istanbul,
on here.
Istanbul, right?
Huh?
Istanbul?
I don't really know geography.
Turkey is not in Dubai. Dubai is a whole nother.
Yeah, all I know is that the Dubai chocolate always looked like cow dung diarrhea.
It does. Every time I see it, I'm like, I got to try this. So the reason why I bought that is because I...
Take that sentence in for a second. I'm like, here's what I said. Every time I see it, it looks like cow dung diarrhea. And then Johnny responds, like, I know. Every time I saw it, I was like, I got to try that.
Well, he's a shit eater.
I didn't think about it.
There's some farms that are not too close. I could get you stuff that looks like cow dung.
Chino's right there.
Yeah, I could get you stuff that looks like cow dung. Not a problem.
He smells Chino. He's like, he gets an appetite and shit. He's just like, starts getting hungry.
Hey, I'm hungry. It's like the way that I smell Chino, you guys smell like In-N-Out when you're driving past it, you know? The same feeling.
Grilled onion smell.
Oh, bro, that's so good.
Yeah, I liked it though. Honestly, I mean,
it's pretty good.
It's hard to be like chocolate sucks.
That's true.
Any sort of chocolate.
I like the inside because just slightly crunchy.
Got a little crispies to it.
Yeah, it's kind of good.
Not bad, but
it's kind of good.
I will say this: one of the things that came to my head immediately, the perfect kind of chocolate bar to crush up in the bowl of ice cream.
That,
yeah. Crush that up in a bowl of ice cream. That'll be so perfect.
I'm going to try that tonight.
Yeah.
You get some vanilla ice cream, some vanilla bean.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Ooh-wee.
So, I'll give it a 8.
I do give it an 8, yeah. This is bungle, dude. This is a heavy, groovy bungle. This is all this is. Definitely these guys are Mr. Bungle fans, huh? You think so?
Probably, dude.
They got to be. I know I'd be glazing bungle, but it's not a lie, dude. Every band that has this kind of like
look at that
sound.
Serious ass face.
And they have a cool sense of humor about themselves.
Yeah.
Just good musicians doing really fun content. I like it.
Well, I'm telling you, every band that's different, they always say that they're Bungle fans every time. Or they're like, influenced a little bit by them. I love these views they got, dude.
He's like a Paul Wagner wannabe.
Yo, they really went out for this song, huh?
Well, I mean, we watched like 2 or 3 videos and they were all kind of like this.
That's sick, dude. They're true musicians and shit. We need this to be the best like shit we can make.
Do you think those socks have anything to do with how good he's doing with that kick?
Probably. Let me see them again. I didn't see them. Is that flowers on it?
Yeah, that flowers. I'm not above rocking a flower socks if it makes me a better musician.
Me neither. I'll do it. Especially like the weed ones, the weed leaf one.
Stoner 420.
That's sick, dude. Yeah, I need to jump into this more. I need to jump into their music more.
Very good.
Fucking sick. Fucking really sick.
Very good.
I actually quite enjoyed
They get,
that's right up my alley, you know?
For me, I want to listen to all their stuff because you were saying they have like a lot more, kind of material that's, like more different than the metal stuff they do. And some of the stuff that I was seeing is, I love theatrical shit, and that's like right up my alley.
Yeah.
That's my
I like it. The musicianship's really good. They're groovy still at the same time with the tech,
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love it. That's right up my alley. That's exactly
How do you think they write music? Or what do you think the setup is there? Because, I was looking at the Wikipedia, and it was saying that Igor is actually just a one guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's one of those bands. It's got to be the guitar player.
He has a band. He has a band. There's members of the band.
Right.
But I think he's the composer of the music.
Right, Which is crazy to think about because there's a guy, his name's John Zorn. Do you guys know John Zorn?
I went to middle school with that guy.
John Zorn and Johnny Hopkins. And we were blazing that shit up
all night. But who's John Zorn?
John Zorn. So it's quite funny that we're talking about this, like somebody that, like this guy from Igor. He's he writes all the music or whatever. There's a lot of bands nowadays
when you look up Igor with the 3 R's, the classification is Igor, French musician. And then when Gautier better known by his stage name, Igor, is a French musician.
Oh.
Under the Igor alias, he combines a variety of disparate genres, including black metal, baroque music, breakcore, and trip hop into a singular sound. Sarah is also part of the group's, Warhawk, Horhawk, and Corpomente. The Igor project became a full band with the addition of vocalist Aphrodite.
My ex was a real Horhawk.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Addition of the vocalist Aphrodite Pateledu and JB LaBelle, drummer Sylvain Bouvier, guitarist Martin Clement, and bassist Erlen Kaspersen.
Bassist, so those, fucking sick.
Those are the the members, I guess.
Okay.
The
official
members. You guys did good. We're good.
Real good guys. I mean,
that's pretty cool.
Heard some of those names I had to read.
Yeah. Nice effort, dude.
I always try my best.
So the cool thing, the reason why I love John Zorn a lot, he's did a lot of work like Mike Patton, like, you know, that type of genre. He'll compose whole albums and get artists to do them, like actually play all the instruments. So one is the one that I brought up is Naked City.
Okay.
He composed all their shit.
The song is called Batman?
It's like Batman something, I think. I put it on there.
Oh, shit. Does it have anything to do with Batman?
It's like a theme, like the theme kind of song.
For what? For the movie?
Batman. You'll see. You'll get what I'm saying.
It's not officially affiliated.
No, not officially affiliated. But
I know a Batman that I want to play. I know it's a Batman song I want to play.
These guys are sick, dude. This is old.
What era, like?
This is like late 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't know if it's that old.
The footage is definitely around that time.
Yeah, the footage is.
I like surfer music. I wish people would implement it into modern music more.
Yeah, for real.
Like those real fast. Yeah.
Now this album was written way later than that.
I do know this song.
Mm-hmm. But this is what John Zorn does. So like he did another album. It's called Moonchild, and it's Mike Patton. It's Joey Barron, the drummer from Mr. Bungle, and then also the bass player to Mr. Bungle, Trevor Dunn. So it's three members of Mr. Bungle, but John Zorn wrote all the music, and it's just like
a complete racket. Well, Trevor Dunn, but when did he start?
Huh? You're an idiot. Dunn, I get it.
Yeah, that's dumb. That was really bad. But I've heard this song. Idiot. Would you say that like this is like Frank Zappa? Like,
yes. Like
stuff,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the other one that he wrote was Moonchild, and that shit, like, Mike Patton doesn't even have any lyrics. He uses his voice like an instrument. Like, he wrote, like, John Zorn composed, like, an instrument, but Mike Patton just uses his voice for it. It's pretty interesting, like, the way John Zorn uses Mike Patton, because that's what he uses him for for all his shit. It's always Mike Patton's just an instrument, but his voice is the instrument.
Okay.
And he's always, like, screaming or making, like, guttural noises and, like, just doing all this weird shit.
Not even lyrical, even sometimes. Okay.
Nope.
That is cool.
It's pretty sick.
Isn't this song in, like, Pulp Fiction? It sounds like something that would be in that movie.
It sounds familiar
that. So you give years, like, what, 90s to this?
90s? Yeah, I think it's like in the 90s, yeah.
John Zorn. All right.
John Zorn's pretty badass.
I like Philip Glass. He's like a little bit different, but he's like the real experimental, always use that weird synthesizer and guttural.
Got you.
Can I do a random poll?
Yeah.
Random poll.
So there's this band.
We need a drop for random poll. Ready, everybody? Here's the drop for random poll. We have a random poll. It's a random poll.
Hey, somebody give me a random poll.
We need a whole like long, you know what I mean?
Make it extra long too.
Explosions and shit, firecrack. Random pull. Train sound effect. Random. We have a random pull.
Just hella extra.
Hell yes. But anyways, what's our random pull?
The fuck? Why is it playing Rolling Stones in the background?
Like, come on, dude. Get it together, fool. Fulio. Fulio. Can we get a Fulio 1-2? Fulio drop? Fulio. Just for everything that we have.
So this band reminds me of President.
Oh, is that Cynic?
Yes.
Oh, I love Cynic. You showed me Cynic. You introduced me to Cynic.
Yeah.
I don't know if I heard of these guys before.
I honestly, admittedly, only have one record that Mike showed me that I like. I've never really looked into him much more, but that record is awesome.
Sick. I'd love to hear it sometime.
Yeah, y'all, maybe one of these days.
He likes to, he does that thing.
He's
where
mad
you,
that he's on the board.
Where you wipe the front, on the hood.
Okay.
You know, you're wiping the hood and then she's like, and you're like, yeah, you like
that.
I know what you're talking about now. You wipe the front.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
And then
when your car is dirty and you got that scrub,
and then she loves that.
Yeah, yeah.
She loves
definitely
that.
Definitely loves that.
And then eventually you just See? Now pop he it did in. It. Now he did it. And now you see how good that felt? You see how good that felt? That felt good when it started playing.
It felt pretty good. It wasn't too bad. Okay.
Yeah, they're so good.
I touch the string, though the harp may not sing. Still I
this is gonna put me to sleep right now, dude.
I know. Johnny's so tired. I'm hungover. That's some good shit. Good shit.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
That was a little boring.
I didn't like that at all. That
was a little boring. Honestly, I think
if I'm listening to it,
well, because some of the
driving,
what I'm used to hearing from them is like more this, yeah. So
okay.
I was already like, because I love a band that's diverse.
Oh yeah,
all over the place.
You gotta love that. I do like this. The song's called Villa Maya. That's funny. I wonder if that's where they got their name. How old is this?
93.
Yeah,
could be.
Been around for a long time.
This is definitely something I like to listen to. Bass player is getting down, dude. I wonder, did these guys play a lot of shows between back in the day or what? Because this sounds
these guys
like right
definitely influenced
that.
A lot of those modern proggy bands for sure.
Yeah, because this is before between.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
You guys remember A Black Rose Burial?
Yeah, dude. They were sick. I remember that.
I'm thinking of as Blood Runs Black.
They were sick, A-B-R-B. Too. Dude, my brother Aaron knew I forgot the bass player from the original bass player as both
fucking 12 years ago.
Runs Black. But my brother used to talk to that fool a lot. Like every time we go to the shows, he's like, oh, what's up? And I got to meet them, hang out with them. They were cool.
These guys
should have, you know, went somewhere.
They were sick as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I'm not super familiar. I don't know if I know this. Let's see if I hear it and I'm like...
It was all this era, Job for a Cowboy.
What year?
And all that shit.
12 years ago?
I don't know. 2003?
Oh, that's less early than I thought. I was going to say, production-wise, if it's like the 04, 06 era, that sounds fucking amazing. Because that was what held all that stuff back. You had a lot of really good bands back then, but like the production wasn't exactly right.
Yeah. Like... That's why
Scarlet I would say was one of those bands. You know what I mean? They didn't get their fair share.
They're so good.
They're awesome. But
that's why now
you brought up the Human Abstract the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, like
super sick. But yeah, they didn't have the sound
they needed. Exactly.
Did you know that the bass player Henry?
Don't tell me he died.
No. He's in Andy's band in Traditions.
What?
Yeah.
Oh wait, yeah. I think Mike actually told me that.
Yeah, he plays in Traditions now, like full time with Traditions. Pretty
That's
sick.
Cool. That's
He's
cool.
sick.
And Traditions
fuck,
just
dude.
Played last night, huh?
Yeah, they're sick as fuck. Dude.
Yeah, I would have gone if I wasn't watching Warped Tour and really enjoying that.
Yeah.
Like, I was in my bathing suit, like in my eating a piece of pizza. I had a beer. And then Memphis Made Fire or whoever it was playing. Oh no, it was State Champs that was playing. I was like, this.
Now
fucking
think about
rules.
This. Now think about this. Couple that with the Meta Quest 3.
Oh yeah, do it that way. Yeah,
it's like you're there.
If I will know, because then I'll need an indentured servant to either move my arms for me or like literally just feed me the beer. I'll just say beer, and then the beer comes into my mouth.
And every once in a while, he like nudges you, like he's in, you're there, you know? Like,
yeah, exactly.
He like
bumps into me a little bit. Hey, asshole!
Maybe spill my beer.
Yeah, if I got a meta quest in a situation like that, and then someone to just feed me, like just do, give me pizza,
like fucking whatchamacallit, like
that sounds good.
Wally
World,
yeah, like Wally, yeah. Dude, that shit is so our future.
we're crazy. Around the corner from it.
We're not far from it, dude.
We're not far off,
dude. I seen an ad, right? And these are always the ads that get me. It was like a VR sandbox that you can go to in San Diego, and like there's like one in LA. And not a legit sandbox, but you know what I mean? Like a square room. And you play games and they'll strap like a sensor on your arms, on your feet. And then like you wear like a helmet or whatever. And then it was like a horror game. So then they give you a gun. You can pick your gun in the game, but then they give you that shape of the gun.
That is kind
of
rip.
Fucking
that
sick,
is kind of cool.
I was like, I need to try this. And I started looking it up because I hit my girl up. I was like, yo, we got to go do this. Like, this will be fun. and you're like fully immersed into whatever world, VR world this is, and you have the gun, you know, and everything. But they also have Squid Games. So you can play Squid Game type games with your, you know, with your whoever you take.
What do you do? What is like ping pong, you know, with the squid? Like what is a squid game?
Squid Game. What the fuck? You seen the show?
I haven't seen the show.
You haven't seen the show?
Never seen Squid Game.
You might like it, dude.
I'm sure I probably would. It's but good. It's one of those things where I'm letting myself decide whether I like it or not.
I pulled up. How'd you do that, Mick? That was quick. That's from the show.
Okay. He's got his soundboard. Good. He's ready to go.
He's good. He's locked
I told
in.
You, he's the best at this.
I don't think we need to change any like anybody else's.
No, you say that now because
you can't eat a fucking dick, dude. I do not enjoy this shit.
You say that now because you have skated away from it.
I'm gonna have to teach you guys what's up because this is fucking ridiculous.
I kind of used the soundboard last time. I got some sounds off.
Yeah, you're trying.
I was. Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It takes this guy. It takes this fucking guy to get on here though.
Yeah,
right. We got to get his ass on here, guys. Bingo. Nope. The bingo ball next week.
That's gonna be my demise.
The bingo ball's coming
for
you.
Bingo balls, dude. Balls are always my demise every time. Huh. They always kill me. But anyway, I want to go do this. You guys down or what? It's pretty cheap for six people. Yeah.
The game.
Yeah.
I would love to do something
for six people. Is like. Like $350 for six people.
Are we allowed to shout slurs?
I don't think we can do whatever we want. You know what's great about it? They video the whole thing, so you can watch it after.
That honestly, that's
gonna be a good time.
To me, that's more of a fun time than actually attending Warp Tour.
Yeah,
I think that would have more of a fun time. I get in, I get out. You know what I mean? Even if I die, it's like I got to hold a gun. You know?
And it's like a 45 to an hour session or something like that.
That is cool.
So it's like, it's a whole thing.
Do you remember as kids, like how much we fantasized of like that being, because it would be in TV shows and stuff, they would be like, oh, this is what VR is going to be like in the future. And then like now it's here, man. It's here.
It's actually real now. And like we get to experience it and go into like, you literally have legit dope VR in your home. Like what we saw on TV, you know, 20 years ago that we're like, oh shit, that's sick. Like, you know what I mean? We get that. We can get that in your home with
the only reason I don't own a MetaQuest is because I would stop doing stuff.
Yeah,
because I would probably stop doing stuff.
You'd be watching porn like that all day long.
I just laid out exactly what would happen.
You're gonna come in, your arm's gonna be noticeably like way bigger.
My money would go towards paying someone else to feed me, physically feed me, so I don't have to move my limbs anymore. It's over. It would be over for me.
But you also seen what else they added to video games that you can buy like the whole chat, the vest. So when you're getting shot, it'll actually like
vibrate
and stuff like that. You can do. There's so many things. They actually have the running platform. Have you seen that? Where it's like a concave platform. So when you're running, hips.
You
can actually run around and do that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That is cool.
That's pretty sick. Video games is getting pretty fucking intense.
Have you guys seen the guy who does the at home? He makes his own the recoil machine.
Is it the tanks?
Yeah, where
sodas.
He'll do. Exactly. He'll just
the shit, dude.
That's so cool.
The sickest setup I've ever seen. Like, how sick would that be? Dude, you gotta try to find that, Mick. It's like literally, it's a tank game, but they made their own controllers, basically, right?
Yeah.
Like, to where they're all controlling. Because I think the game...
It's a VR game?
No. It's like I think it's just a computer. I think it's just a computer game. But they configured it where it's a computer game where everybody's using a different part of the tank. So what they did is
I see it right here.
Yeah.
We found it.
They made their own like setup to where this is so insane.
I love
this. It's the dopest shit.
I fucking love this.
It's so innovative, dude. Innovate? That's the right word?
Good job, dude.
It's pretty good, huh?
With a CO2 cannon. It requires at least three people to play. One to turn the turret and spot using an Oculus Go VR headset, one to steer, and one to reload the ammunition. After each game,
he's using fucking 2 liters.
Just like after a real battle.
Bro,
would you play?
Tell me this is.
World of Tanks fans have built a real life tank with a CO2 cannon.
So,
it requires.
This is one thing, but have you ever seen the one with the guy who does. It's like a machine gun game. It's a first person shooter game.
Uh huh.
And he sits down at his screen and he builds like a thing like on a desk. Like it's like stapled to his desk or bolted to his desk. Uh-huh. And it's like a recoil machine. So like when he's firing, he's like getting recoil.
Serious?
You haven't seen that?
No. That's fucking crazy. Dude, how sick is... Bro, if we had this as kids, you know what I'm saying? We would never leave the house. Our parents would be like, "Where's all 2 liters at?"
we use them for our game and then we drink them.
It's crazy. It's the coolest. It's the coolest shit ever.
I can't send a TikTok to the chat, huh?
Yeah, maybe by link. You know what it is though? It's like every guy looks at that and just says, "Hell yeah!" You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think it's sick. So
that's pretty badass. I'm just loving video games where they're headed right now, dude. I just, you know, want to experience. I'm actually excited about GTA though. That's what I want to play because I think it's going to be pretty fucking sick.
Oh my God. No, I mean, did we talk about this last time or was I talking about this with somebody else about how I legitimately think that GTA is possibly the singularity?
I think you mentioned it because I remember you saying that.
I think that it's quite the possibility that the thing we've been waiting for to kind of transcend consciousness and basically invent a new form of simulation that's like basically like living. It's basically, you know, this is the first step.
We did
step
talk
of it.
About it a little bit.
This is the first step.
I remember I was telling you about like supposedly you're supposed to be able to play basketball, like pick up basketball, and it turns into a legit basketball game.
So
racing game, like
let's conceptualize this, right? So with GTA, right, you make your own character and stuff, mm-hmm. and then you know kind of ingest that into the. So now, here's the mind fuck or the part where it's like we have the two components to really do this, right? Set up an AI, to run an account in GTA 6 and live a life in GTA 6. What is that? That's the Matrix.
That's crazy.
That's the Matrix. Yeah, it's literally it's a non-aware like being, not aware that its actual existence is not real.
It's just living life.
Yeah, and it'll you could do it like that's the okay. Maybe that's the next step.
Somebody's gonna do that for sure.
Somebody will. Yes, absolutely. They've done it in Minecraft already. It's just it's not a proficient enough system. The only step I would say is birth. Right, like giving somebody birth. The idea of raising a life becoming, form. You know what I mean? Like growing up and living life the way we normally know what it's like.
Oh, that's crazy.
But like, you know, when you do GTA, you just inject into a mid-20s guy, you know?
You're just an adult with fucking guns and cars. You can just beat the shit out of anybody.
That's one reason I do enjoy Chappie is because it's like, he's like this, when he becomes sentient, he obviously is brilliant and he's able to become smart, but he's just like, "Do you want to read me a book, daddy?" It's like a fucking child brain.
Bro, that movie's so good. I love that movie.
I like District 9 more, but I would say Chappie is really good.
It's cool.
Chappie is
good. Oh, and Diane Atwood's on
there. They're part of our topics, yeah.
Perfect.
You want to get into it?
Let's talk about it.
So you just said that you professed your love for, you know, that band and the... So let's talk about their sexual abuse allegations.
Oh, shit. Is that what it's about?
Well, no. Okay, so from what I read and from what I understand, I don't know if you want to bring anything up. It really doesn't matter because I will say this.
They were pretty good on Chappie. They were pretty solid actors.
I'm going to be honest. I know people, I'm honestly personally not a fan of like when any old musician or person who's not been like trained as an actor just jumps into a movie. And then they like, for example, perfect example, Beyonce in Austin Powers 3 ruined Austin Powers 3 for me.
Yeah.
Like her delivery like ruins it for me. I love that. Those movies and that franchise.
You're so fucking funny.
But her acting just pulls me the fuck out of it. Yeah. It's like, man, that's bad.
Yeah.
And they really allowed like that to happen. You know what I mean? But when you see that, obviously there's a level. But when I watched that movie, they were fucking legitimately good actors, in my opinion.
Not bad at all.
Him in particular, like you said.
He was really good in particular.
But he's also probably like a crazy sociopath maniac. Dude, doing fucking satanic rituals. Because so I'm going to give you the whole long and short of it. And, about 2019, I think, is when this first came out. They came under fire for allegations from an Australian rapper named Kiani or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to plug her because I think she sucks anyway. If you know the stuff that she said was true, obviously I'm not, you know, trying to diminish that in any way. It was just Not a fan of her music or whatever.
Okay.
But she came out with a diss track basically from after like doing a tour or a show or whatever.
With Die, was it, how do you say the ant word?
You know, Die Antwoord? It's Antwoord? They're a really confusing marketing scheme because you almost like hate it and then like you like it at the same time. Yeah. Like I don't know what the fuck they're doing. Why do I like it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's weird. It's like, for example, Die Antwoord doesn't make any sense in the context of how we speak English. And it's like, for some reason, all right, that's fine. I'll take that as their name. So they do their, obviously, they're very strange Afrikaani kind of culture.
Oh, they're Africans.
Yeah, they're from South Africa. That's where they're from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, no. I think Ninja is not, and then the girl.
I don't know her name,
but I think she is. But So, anyways, an allegation came out in a diss track that this girl did. She did a diss track.
Okay.
To them, you know, alleging some things about like sexual misconduct and inappropriateness or whatever, which honestly, all of it sounded exactly like in character from what I read from those two.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of like articles and stuff from like
the weirdest shit
South Africani like publications, talking about how, let's talk about this band and how, in interviews, it does really seem like there's like a controlling aspect to Ninja and how so it's like me as like a person who is like comes off as like, I guess, a fan. I'm not even really a fan of their music because I'm not a hip hop guy, but I do appreciate and kind of respect what they do.
It's just strange, it's so weird, it's different.
Right. Yeah. And I respect that for some reason.
Yeah.
But
I don't know their fucking songs and all that shit, but like I hear their music, I'm like, it sounds all right.
Cool. I'll fucking bump this. Cool. It's like so they're like in the zeitgeist, like this kind of like weird, nebulous, hard to interpret source of entertainment. Even if it's not from their music, for some reason you're just like looking at them and like, what's going on with these people?
Her hair is crazy, dude.
At the very beginning, like when I first saw Chappie and all that stuff, I was just like, this fucking ugly bitch. I couldn't be more attracted to her than this day.
I knew
she
was
so fucking hot. So fucking hot. And even if she is a maniac, the rapper alleged some things about whether, Ninja was, sociopathic and all these kinds of stuff. And man, I really wish I knew both of their names. I'm fucking really dumb for not having that armed up, the girl, the articles got written about, how in interviews, like she's always cut off and, he kind of like speaks for her and stuff like that. And she came out and she kind of like did her own like self-speaking. And then also that kind of came off as like, kind of like brainwashy,
Yeah.
So, that's all that questionable stuff. All of this being said, I don't know the year it happened, but they were allowed to adopt two children. And one of the children was like in their music video. The reason they adopted him is because he looked weird. and one of the allegations that he's the second set of allegations towards like sexual abuse against him and not necessarily against his sister.
The kid against
Die Antwoord, okay. Against the members of Die Antwoord. Okay. Fuck, what is her name? Ninja and Kalani, Leilani, whatever the fuck. I'll bring it up right now. But
yes. So it's
let's go.
Let's see here. So the project consists of, why doesn't it have their names right away?
Go down to members.
Yeah, members. He's on Wikipedia, guys. Wikipedia.
Members, Ninja.
Make sure to donate so we can keep Wikipedia alive.
Yolandi Visser.
Yolandi. I was close. Yolandi.
That's a weird ass name.
But
I could never remember.
But
that.
Yeah, no. So he basically alleges a couple different stories. But one of them,
DJ High Tech gets no recognition.
He writes all their beats.
He's
the
one who does so all the funny music
and shit.
That shows you.
That's so funny.
What is that from? We need to make that as a drop where it's like, Louis C.K. I saw the other day. Being a musician is fucking stupid.
That's a good drop for this pod.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good stop.
Did you see that clip?
No.
I'll bring that up in a little bit. We'll talk about that later.
That's great.
Anyways, getting to the point. There was this interview that came out. This was like closer to 2021 that their adopted son, he basically came out against allegations of, and this is.
Oh, he's gay?
It came out. came out.
Oh, I didn't.
I caught it. It was like 2 seconds late. Yeah, I caught it, but I caught it. But no, he came forward. With with so allegations, with allegations about basically some of the situations about them, one being like ritualistic, like drawing blood and doing stuff like that.
Oh, crazy!
And then one situation that I was like, that's actually kind of hot, and I don't mind that at all. But but yeah, no, it was basically when he was like 16 or something. His stepmother. Oh, you found it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But yeah, his stepmother, Yolandi, was drunk and naked in the room and calling to him to call to Ninja to get Ninja to come take care of her or whatever. So he walked in the room and she was naked and inappropriate. And I was just like, okay, so where's the problem?
What's the problem, kid? They're not your real mom.
Oh, man, we can bleep all of that. That's fine. We can bleep all that. What do you got for me, Mick?
So a South African duo, Diane, would accuse their sexual abuse by their adopted son.
That's so, yeah, crazy. I read the same article.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He's like 20 now, I believe.
Oh, okay. So this is like old shit that happened.
No, this was in 2021. So he was like 16 when they like adopted him. He was like older.
Jeez.
Yeah. It was a weird thing to take place in general. Yeah.
He suffers from a genetic disease causing severe teeth malformations with his handicap and handicap and shaggy hair. The little boy seemed to come straight out of the band's videos. So they were saying that he looked like
a glimpse of this.
Yeah, no, and that was the other part of the abuse, which I will agree with this, is that they were like, you're the devil. They called him the Antichrist and stuff. It's like, you're the devil here to take over the world. And then, so
they're crazy.
They're obviously weird.
Yeah.
They're obviously weird.
Let's
give weird people billions, or not billions, but millions of dollars, they're going to be fucking more weird.
You can't give weird people more money. You got a picture of this kid? Let's take a look. Let's take a glimpse of this.
Yeah, let's find a picture of him, because the other thing that I was finding is, you know, through Reddit threads and things that I was researching, is that basically he's also a drug addict and he might just be clout chasing the same way that they accused the rapper girl of clout chasing.
That's crazy.
They have gone social media dark for the most part. They have like one post on their Instagram page that says.
So the Wide Awake podcast, huh?
Yeah, it was on a podcast or something.
Yeah, I see the picture of it.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like a little fucking devil. Is that what you're saying?
They put him in the videos. They put him. There's a cover of the Rolling Stone because they also adopted his little sister.
I mean, look at
that. And that's where things get a little bit more creepy, because even though they're not like really accused of like abusing the little sister in any way, there was like different, like the rapper, for example, the rapper who accused him, the reason that Ninja was obsessed with her is because she looked like his daughter, his adopted daughter.
That's weird. It's weird. Dude. Yeah.
That's weird.
It's a little weird. It's above board.
It's a little weird. But he's not, it's not the daughter.
Hey, it's not his blood though.
Yeah, no, in either context, no, it's like he's setting up a weird thing and people who give him money are allowing it. That's the whole
that's
thing.
The problem.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's like it's like a more blatant example of like the Epstein shit. Where it's like you give freakish people money, they're gonna use it to do freakish things,
just do weird shit. Yeah, it's like whatever they are, whatever they like to do, they're gonna do more of that. You know, especially like all the stuff that's deep, they're buried deep into like some crazy people's head. If they got money, they can do that shit. It's like, you know what I mean?
I mean, that's the world we live in. That's why I rage against it so much. I rage against people who just giving money to anybody who you was like, oh yeah, this person writes a good song or made a good movie. Yeah. Give them lots and lots of money.
Is that him, Mick?
Yeah.
That's him?
Wait, no, that's not him. That's not him. Oh, geez. Damn, that's fucked up that's what pops up. No, there he is. Okay, so there's a shirt. Go down.
This kid.
Oh, yeah, I do remember in the music video.
So yeah, he would be in some of the videos and stuff, and they thought he looked like fascinating, so they used him for an art experiment, basically.
That's crazy. So was he on Lord of the Rings before or after he was their son?
I think that was before. That was before.
Right there.
Discovered him. Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
I mean, the impersonation was not good. The joke was good.
I can't
do
that.
The pull for Lord of the Rings is good. I went along with that.
Nice try.
Tenfold.
I'm not good at voices. That's your thing.
That's your thing.
Besides Stone Cold Steve Austin, I could do that one. You want me to do that one again?
Honestly, I will tell. You know what I want? I want Stone Cold Steve Austin talking about that kid. That's what I want. This is like,
Let you me. See that kid right there? He looks like Gollum. You see that kid? He needs a beer. Somebody grab this kid a beer.
It's falling off now.
No, it's all good. It's honestly, all right. Honestly, I think I'm proud of how far you took it. I'm proud of how far you're going to go with it. I'm trying to find this on Instagram so I can send it to the...
Give this kid a hell yeah.
Not bad.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know more of his things. You know, I got to like do some more of his things.
Can I send you a YouTube thing to you right now? Do I like airdrop it to you, Mick?
You can airdrop it.
Okay, there we go.
Airdrop. The beauty of airdrop. I do like airdrop though. I will say that.
Airdrop's the shit.
It is
the
shit.
What are you talking about? Airdrop is like, that's the wave of the future.
I can't airdrop nothing at all besides from my computer. What is this? What are we doing?
That's
I Prevail.
Oh shit. Weren't we in the middle of something? What's going on there?
Yeah, no.
I'm moving around.
I do like this though. Music video's crazy, bro.
You don't think this is girl music?
I don't mind it. Did I say this was girl music?
I would definitely consider I Prevail a girl music style band. Well,
not this song though.
Well, that's kind of one reason I would say he brings it up. I just texted to you. I don't know how to airdrop it to you. I don't know how.
Just pull it up, Mick, dude. Mick, dude.
Yeah, I fucking care, dude.
Can we call him? Can we call him? Mick,
anyways,
dude,
we were talking about a lot of stuff, but right now what we're talking about is I Prevail.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the Louis C.K. musician?
Well,
thing?
That's what you were pulling up. That's right.
Yeah, that shit's funny. But this band, I believe, I'm not entirely sure about this, but I believe I read something about their clean vocalist, which he was a phenomenal singer. Fucking singer. Their clean vocalist, I believe he left. I believe he left the band. And then they come out with a single that is just fire, heavy, the mm-hmm. screamers all the front. That's you don't crazy. See that a lot.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot of mainstream success from their mm-hmm. fucking, their singing
from the
songs.
Singer. Yeah, yeah.
You know, so. All right, you might want to fast forward a little bit because they pan to the band a little bit and they talk about. I think that's more.
Probably where that big spike is. No? I would think. You tell us.
But if it doesn't work out the way you want it, you can look at these. You've got these guys.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Put it up.
I do love Louis C.K., dude.
No, just to be clear, what
Louis,
I'm saying...
You know these guys.
What I'm saying is that nobody cares who they are as individuals. But they're... No, wait. Let me finish.
In fairness, you gotta let him finish.
They're working musicians. This is not their dream. None of them. They each wanted to be separate rock stars. But they're just a clump of nothing.
That's funny shit, dude.
It makes a clump of nothing.
And they're supporting their families. This is they're supporting their families and they're paying their rent mm-hmm. by just being nobody that anyone cares, making a noise that a computer can make.
No, that's not.
What I'm saying is that a musician, that's a viable look at this. The guys are great examples. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Good idea. You're saying dancing is not like
that's
that.
Right. If you're a dancer, and you're the greatest dancer ever. Nobody gives a shit, first of all. I mean, that's everybody dances. And then how many millionaire dancers are there?
I don't
know. You can dance for like 2 seconds at your peak. You got to give up. You know, I mean, stripping, you can strip, but you don't need to go to Alvin Ailey to learn to do that.
Yeah.
All right. That's basically the bit, yeah.
That's fucking funny.
But I mean,
dude.
Tell me that's not actually
that's
accurate.
That's so accurate.
You know,
yeah.
The things that make music go around, you know, we talked to Pierre's dad, you know, it's like he has like these other musicians that are like, you know, they're just guys.
Yeah.
You know, they're just guys. But, yeah, no, I mean, I agree with that opinion.
Oh, I do too.
That's absolutely. That's so sometimes we just embrace our irrelevance. You know?
Yeah. Well, what's funny is like, I know a lot of musicians that gave up like the band shit and just like, oh, I'm going to be a studio, whatever, you know, bass player, guitar player, drummer, whatever, or they become a producer and they just producing everybody else's
that's
shit.
Mostly what I like. Honestly, for the last couple of years, that's kind of what I've leaned into. And I do my shows. I dialed back from doing like, you know, shows every month, every couple of weeks, whatever.
Uh-huh.
to doing maybe like 3 or 4 shows a year.
Yeah.
So if I focused on production,
you
know what I mean? It's like, that's exactly what I did, you know? So I don't know. Maybe that speaks to the lack of reward in it, you know, just, you know, from, like you said, everyone trying to be their individual rock star. Mm-hmm. But what I like to say, I always say that there's way more room in the audience than there is up on stage.
That's
something I live by. It's like, and it's very confusing to me. I think everybody, given the opportunity, you ask them, they think they're worthy of being, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Like famous.
The true wise and intelligent people really believe that, like, no, I understand why I'm not up there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people really think that I could be up there. I could be me. You know what I mean? Even if they're not accomplishing it or trying to do anything to get close to it.
Yeah. But, Ozzy!
Is that a meth needle in his?
Rip. Probably.
Do you think Ozzy did cocaine in his life?
No.
I don't think so either.
I think that's all he did. No, he did everything, I think.
I couldn't imagine a drug that you would bring to Ozzy's table that he wasn't like, well, why isn't that fucking in my body already?
Of course he's done everything. Because you don't get to where he was in his age. Like, not even in his age. It was like when he was like in his 40s and 50s. He was like,
melted brain.
Literally, you can't understand anything he said. Oh, the fucking the TV show. It was like one of the best TV shows growing up.
Honestly, I didn't like reality TV until The Osbournes.
Until
The Osbournes. I felt like it was like zombie TV. Like my sisters would watch Real World and my parents started watching Survivor. And I'm like, what is this?
And then I never watched any of those.
Immediately flipped my fucking switch once the Osbournes was out. Well, like, this I could get behind.
Yeah, exactly.
This shit rules.
It is just so fucking funny.
The evolution of his kids too. I mean.
Yeah.
I mean.
Crazy.
There has never been a harder turn on a wood or wooden for me than his daughter.
What's her name? Kelly?
Kelly Osbourne, the wood or wooden factor there. And I don't care it costs millions of dollars. I know it did. The wood or wooden factor.
Well,
this is
the thing. When it comes to plastic surgery, like, you know, if you look
like a cosmetic surgery guy, like you like fake tits or you like natural
guy? I like natural everything natural myself.
Stuff. Yeah.
Obviously, you know, it looks great. Fake tits look great most of the time. If you have a good surgeon, they look great. Mm-hmm. I can't knock that. I never had it. I never, you know, never had a pair of
fake tits. The difference. You never had a pair of fake tits?
No.
Really? They're so out there. You never touched a pair of fake tits.
Nope. Never.
All right, we know what we're doing for his birthday, dude. We're getting somebody with fake tits in here and he gets to touch them. You'll be Jonah Hill in Grandma's Boy. I sucked on it for 13 hours.
Baby want milky?
Baby loves milk. Where are we at time-wise, Mike?
He's all...
107.
Mary's giving
okay, nice. We're
Mary,
right around.
Mary,
right
gives, around. He's giving a thumbs up and he's just like...
Mm.
All right, let me show you guys this video.
Batman?
No, we already did that.
President Rage?
Huh? No, I want to show you this video that I sent you, Mick.
Oh.
Oh, we didn't even wrap up the Diane Ward shit.
Yeah, you guys just keep fucking
go for it.
Yapping.
Well, yeah, no, basically
professional, you know, yappers.
The guy came out.
D1 yapper.
He came out
terrified.
You didn't jump on that one that time, but
he jumped on it.
He came forward with allegations that, you know, they you know did inappropriate stuff, and
and
a lot of it was one unpublicly, like you don't find the stuff, the retractions or whatever, but it was like retracted. Like he retracted a lot of it, and a lot of people like already contest basically that he's also a drug addict, and you know, mm-hmm. like kind of fucked up and trying to clout chase and stuff. So
right.
I don't know where I land on it. I personally don't know where I land on it. Obviously they're fucking weird. And everything that
weird.
I hear about them, that's weird. I'm like, I kind of just believe it,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Yeah.
She's so hot.
So the story, what we're pulling from this is she hot and he should deal with it.
Right.
I mean, it's not his real mom anyway. Like just.
What even if she is was? That? What even is that?
All right, what are we looking at, Johnny?
All right, let me explain what's going on here. Okay, so one of the guys that works for me, right?
Oh, God, his name's Hunter. This is the video you were talking about.
Yep, his name's Hunter. So he's young. He's like 20, right? So So yeah, he think about all the shit we did when we were dumbasses at 20 years old, right? Like just all the dumb shit that we did, you know,
we'll try to
getting
think about
drunk.
It.
Like, but the kids, I didn't think about it. They all had Snapchat and they got all this shit. So they were documenting everything. Like this guy, I don't know what it is. He documents fucking everything that he does.
That's you
know?
How you and get these
all,
videos.
That's
man.
How all his friends are. And like, so he'd been like scrolling Snapchat and like showing me all these dumbass videos of him and like the other guy that, cause the two young guys that work for me, they're both like really good friends. And then for the past like 3 years or something like that, they've been like, you know, best friends and shit. There's all these stupid pictures of them too. So it's funny, you know? So he brought up this one cause they were just like scrolling through Snapchat and they brought up this video and I was fucking dying watching this shit.
Man, oh,
perfect. You can see the full screen right there. So look right there at the full screen, okay? It's a great video. This is one of those ones that needs to be out there.
Not playing for some reason.
Shit.
You mother.
Damn, stand still.
Give me a second, dude.
You motherfucker. Can I go pee real quick?
No, you can't go fucking pee. What are you talking about?
So
we're
bad,
10
dude.
Minutes out. You could fucking make it.
I can make it. Let me see.
Hey Siri.
I have it.
Pull up sound effects from a waterfall.
Yeah, it's working on my side. So the video I know worked. It's just not playing. Oh, there
we
goes.
Go. We got it.
Oh, it's so good.
Pain is no joke.
Oh shit! What the hell?
Let's go.
So it's one of the. This is. I think this was high school or the end of high school or like. Freshman college, something like that.
So you asked your buddy for the? That's not your buddy. Is that
that's
him?
Not, no, he's there though.
Get
with them.
Going!
Somebody's.
Get
one of them is filming.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Holy shit! What the fuck?
Play it back.
Oh my god! Is there a way we can full screen that, Nick? Is there a way we could give the audience?
Fun,
that's the biggest chance we have of that, like taking off of. Dude, what the fuck?
Watch this.
Oh my god.
Hey, watch this, dude. let it run again.
What the?
It's actually that guy on the left. He's the one that started the video. But yeah. I don't know who this guy is, but it's one of their friends. And like they dared him to do it.
I want to say he has one shoe on too. He only got one shoe off.
Does he? I didn't notice that.
Dude, that might be the most insane shit I've ever seen naturally ever. Crazy. Oh my god, dude. Oh my god.
He did at
what
least
the
like
fuck. Dude,
he did like at least
that's like Eddie Gordo'd up in the air. What the
he
shit?
Did at least like three flips, dude.
Oh my god.
Is he okay?
Yeah, do you know what happened?
So I asked him, I was like, what happened? Like did he die? What the fuck? And I got he just walked away.
Dude, I miss being young so much. I miss being young so much. Hit by a car naked. Fine. And okay, so we did it. No follow up. What happened?
No.
Okay, go imagine. No. I'm okay. I'm trying to do this justice here.
All
right. Put yourself into the position of the people in the fucking car.
I'm fucking naked, dude.
Naked guy runs around. Oh shit! He goes flying up in the air. What the?
And they said that the cars just kept fucking going.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'm fucking kept going. They said.
You know you're drunk when you get hit and run. Someone hit and runs you.
Yeah.
And you still just post the video. You still just say, "Oh, we just took the video," and you walk away.
Dude, like I think what happened, like they didn't like post it anywhere, but they all have Snapchat, so that it just went around all their friends on Snapchat.
Oh my god, that was one of the wildest things I've ever seen.
Right?
I'm surprised I didn't see that through TikTok or Instagram.
Right, exactly, that's what I'm saying.
That's fucking crazy.
That's literally one of those videos you see on Instagram. You know what I mean? Like, that's just one of you're just like, oh shit!
Like, can we get one more run at it?
Mick? Oh, you got it.
Just
try to
more.
Pause it when he's midair, dude.
Dude,
that shit is so wild, dude. I was literally crying at work when he showed me this, and I was like,
all laughed out.
He was hyping it up and everything, and I was like, yeah, whatever.
Knowing he's all right, I could definitely laugh at that fucking part.
Yeah, he said, like, he barely got hurt, like, barely at all. Like, no, I don't even think a hospital.
So like, what are they doing
like
there? What is this?
He said that he was, like, editing it or something, and, like, it got mixed in there or some shit.
So what was they dared him to streak?
I think that's what it is. I think they just dared him to streak.
By the way, I love how he's just using one hand.
To cover up.
He's holding his dick in the other hand.
We could be honest around this table.
Here we go.
Oh my God. The fucking change in mood when he gets hit. Oh no. I'm surprised we don't hear that from somebody. There's always somebody going, no.
Yep, there is always that.
Oh my God.
Look at it.
That's.
You know, right here.
Jesus Christ, God. Oh my God. He did a full like backflip. He gets hit.
Yeah. How many is that?
I think it's just one. But like feet go full overhead.
Yeah, one full flip.
Yeah. Full overhead. He's literally exactly what you would expect to happen from a car.
That's
car
sweeps crazy. Him off his feet.
He flies up in the air, does the full 180 or 360, and then fucking comes back down on his ass. Oh my God.
Perfect. It's a great fucking video, dude.
That was insane.
I was literally dying when he showed me that. I was like, bro, we need to watch this on the pod.
That's insane.
You have to send it to me.
That is probably one of the most insane videos I've ever seen. Not through TikTok or whatever.
Occasionally, I'm going to have videos from him to send me. Dude, he showed me a couple other
ones. He's
going
to be our correspondent.
Like,
what's his name?
Oh, his name's Hunter.
All right, Hunter, our new correspondent, Hunter, will be bringing you videos from streets. That's what's going to be happening.
From the streets.
That was crazy.
That was nuts, right? Dude, that shit was so insane.
All right, so.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Can you hear that?
What is that? Yeah.
What does that sound like?
Is that the ocean?
The waterfall.
Oh, it's a waterfall?
Here, how about a babbling river?
I'm really going to go to sleep right now. Start doing that shit.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. That's going to be our episode. Johnny, take us away.
I gotta pee, dude.
I know, that's why I'm playing this.
Asshole.
Take us away, buddy.
I can't, because I'm putting the camera on me. Hey, thanks for watching another episode of the Stool Podcast. We appreciate y'all coming through. If you got this far in the episode, we really appreciate you. Make sure you like and subscribe on our YouTube. Make sure you, leave a comment and all that good stuff on, even on Spotify. I would like some Spotify comments. That'd be cool, because they do that now. This is Johnny, aka Johnny Savage. Thank you very much. And also, plugs, right? Fuck, my bad. Hey, check out all my social media accounts. It's JONNYSAVAG on IG and TikTok and YouTube and all that shit. And then check out DNG Heavy on IG. We got some shows coming up. We're going to do another run to Bakersfield and all that good stuff. So that's going to be fun. And check out The Dunce. We got more music coming now. We got a lot of stuff going on here in The Dunce headquarters. Look at this thing.
You fucking broke it again.
Wobbly. I literally turned it and everything fell off.
Yeah, I see the stuff that you messed up. Yeah, that's fine.
It just all fell out.
Whatever. I got to glue it.
That's pretty much it. Oh, we didn't get to talk about something that I experienced this weekend. But I guess that's fine.
Until next time.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Anthony.
All right. Same old plugs as always. Follow me, Ranthony John, on Instagram. Witch the Band, Dead Widow CA, obviously still. I haven't really done a lot of stuff with the Nerdworthy stuff, but go ahead and shoot that stuff a follow. It's still active. I'm still trying to, put out my comic book and all that. My good friend.
Are you doing the pod still?
What?
Let me come do a Halo pod with you for the Nerdworthy.
I haven't done the pod in a while. Honestly, it's been on pause for a while. It's been on pause. I mean, if I get the time, I've been doing a lot of recording music for other people. So if I ever get the time, I definitely will have both of you guys on there at some point.
That'd be fun.
But yeah, my friend Carmine McDanger started this new project called The Computer Cheats, and I really like it, so I wanted to support that. So go follow The Computer Cheats. Oh, no, not right now. Maybe after. But yeah, that's all me. What about you, Mick?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at NoMixGiven, on TikTok at NoMixGiven, on all platforms, essentially. I got new Cherry Coyote stuff. We're working on it. We're getting some live practices.
We got a practice, dude.
Set up. Yeah, the light.
We rehearsed a song today.
It worked out pretty good today. You can catch me on in August 27th. I'm playing, filling in on guitar with Havoc Faction.
Hell yeah.
Our buddy Kyle, his band.
The Corbin Bowl, Carbon Bowl, and Tarzana.
Nice. Very cool.
And come out.
Very cool.
We'll have the flyer down below.
Thank you. Very cool.
If you guys want to check it out.
Hell yes.
And yeah, like everything Johnny said, I agree with. And yeah, to take it away.
I'll take it away while Johnny goes and takes his emergency piss.
Gotta take a piss.
This has been the Stool Podcast. Remember to like, follow, subscribe, comment, negative shit. We'll okay, so we're starting to respond to all comments because you guys seem to be saying nice stuff to us. So, but if you have anything negative to say, that's probably your best chance of us interacting with you. So do all of that.
We don't care about the good comments.
YouTube, that's where you follow us, like, and subscribe. And don't forget to continue to share with everybody else. This has been the Stool Podcast. I'll say one more thing.
Hold on.
Wait.
One more thing. If you guys want uncensored episodes, Rumble is the way to go.
Yes.
So, or Spotify if you want to listen. But if you want video that's uncensored.
Man, that was a way more important plug Rumble. Than just throwing it right at the end. You really should have just thought of that.
I know. Yeah. It's fine. I'm going to actually chop that part and put it.
You should make bumpers out of it.
You should. You'd absolutely should.
Yeah. We should actually.
So yes, Rumble. All right. And that's it.
All right. That's it.
Love you guys.
Bye, guys.